In this episode, I give you my top 6 mistakes to avoid when selling private label products on Amazon. See you inside.
Hello and welcome to the Private Labeler Show, where we are dedicated to helping you take your Amazon business to the next level. Now, here is your host, Nick Landowski.
Yeehaw! Great balls of fire. What's up, everybody? Nick here from the Private Labeler Show, bringing to you episode number 25, where we are talking about the 6 mistakes, big mistakes to avoid when selling private label products on Amazon. So again, welcome to episode number 25. Super thrilled that you're here. It's going to be a jam-packed episode, bringing to you lots of good stuff today. And if you didn't know, the Private Labeler Show is committed to helping 1,000 awesome people such as yourself start an online business this year, and maybe even quit your job if that's one of your goals. So stay tuned and get hooked up to the show here and all past shows if you want to get caught up to speed. And if you are new to the show and you haven't listened to us before, make sure you go to the following link or website. Make sure you go to privatelabelershow.com/start. Okay, so if you do that, you'll get sent to the start page of the blog, and you'll be able to kind of get guided through what you need to know to get caught up. And I list on there a handful of really valuable episodes that will really fast track you to get started, so you can kind of gain some quick knowledge on selling on Amazon and what you need to know to get your first products up there. So make sure you check that out. And also too, if you are an iTunes type of person, I know a lot of you are, please make sure you head to privatelabelershow.com/iTunes. And if you could do that real quick, if you are an iTunes type person, and just simply subscribe on iTunes and also leave a comment or a review if you really feel like being an awesome person today, which I know you do. So if you want to just take a moment while you're listening, I would greatly appreciate that. And I would love the opportunity to read your reviews or feedback on the show, so that way I can potentially read those on a future episode as well. So, and if you do leave a comment, or you subscribe on iTunes, that really helps iTunes look at the show as being relevant, or people are actually liking it. So that way, hopefully more people will see that, and that'll really help me out so I can help you guys out and reach more people. So that will be beneficial in a lot of different ways. Now, before we jump into the episode here, just wanted to quickly cover something. So every Monday, I'm going to be releasing kind of a motivational rant. It's going to be called Motivational Mondays. So look forward to that every single Monday. I'm going to release just a very short, like 1 to 2 minute podcast that'll hopefully get you fired up. Something new that I'm trying here, just trying to be different than all the other podcasts out there. Adding a little bit more of a motivational flavor. Two things instead of just content on like the tactics of Amazon and all that kind of stuff. I feel like sometimes that's great, but people sometimes need that extra little boost or that extra little motivational message. And if I could deliver that just on a weekly basis in a quick 1 to 2 minute kind of rant, just to get you motivated for the week, that's kind of what I'm aiming to do, to get you to take some action and hopefully achieve and accomplish some of your goals that you have set up for this year. So look for that. I'll let you know when they're coming out, but I have one scheduled already for Monday. I think that's May 2nd. So check that out. Like I said, real short and sweet, 1 to 2 minutes isn't going to take a bunch of your time, but hopefully you find it kind of fun and exciting and helpful, and I look forward to your feedback on that. So like I said, just being a little different, thinking outside the box here, and really, really excited to bring that to you. So let's get started here. Let's get this show on the road, as they say. So here are my top 6 mistakes to avoid when selling private label products on Amazon. So mistake number 1 that you'd want to avoid is picking a product that too many other people are selling. Now, I talk a lot about this in some of the past episodes, but you really need to have kind of some creativity when you're in your product research phase. You don't want to just pick the same darn product that everybody else on the block is picking over and over and over again. So talking about things like garlic presses, grill brushes, just general items like that that a lot of people in the private label community kind of just have already done before. So you want to think a little bit deeper and dig a dig a bit deeper when you're doing your product research. So it's not really cool or acceptable anymore to simply look at the bestsellers list and not dig deep. You want to go into the subcategories. You want to go past the first few pages and really try to find some hidden gems that not a lot of other people are noticing. So try to think a little bit outside the box here. And one thing that you can do is simply, if you're on Facebook, go to the or join the Facebook review groups for private label products and join maybe about 5 or 6 different groups. And over the span of a week or two, just simply observe what other sellers are putting out there, what other sellers are, you know, putting out there for giveaways and things like that, because they'll post them in the groups and you can see that. And over time, you're going to, over that week or two, you'll start to notice some trends or some products over and over again that you're going to see that people are doing that. You'll kind of just scratch your head and go, geez, I've seen that one 4 times this week by different sellers. And, you know, that one's not going to work or whatever it might be. So you get a lot of ideas what other people are launching just by looking at those review groups. And then you know what you can kind of avoid. So avoid the common ones that everybody else is doing. And also to avoid products that you read about in case studies. So certain blogs or websites or individuals in the community will release case studies on occasion, and they'll be very descriptive and show their products that they actually launched. And lo and behold, as soon as they launch or release that information on a video or a post, you can bet on it that within weeks, you'll see copycats all over the board. People that are just too lazy to think on their own and just copying the heck out of somebody else. That's you don't want to be that person, okay? That you're destined to fail if you do that. So thinking outside the box, digging a little bit deeper, but again, avoid the mistake of picking products that everybody else is doing. Now, mistake number 2, which is kind of the flip side of the first one, a mistake is picking items then with too little of demand. So sometimes people say, well, I'm going to be unique and I'm going to find a product that is really different or really out there because nobody else will know about this and this will be some sort of a hidden gem. And then they get really attached to this idea that they found this hidden gem and nobody else is going to know about it and it's going to be great and they're going to make all kinds of money from it, and they get too emotionally attached to it. Now, one thing that they'll fail to do then is actually judge the demand, actually look at and research the demand of that product. So you don't want to ever launch a product that just doesn't have any demand or enough demand out there to support your launch or your you know product listing. So that's just, you know, it's destined to fail. It doesn't matter how pretty your images are or how great your description is or how great your listing is. If nobody's searching for it, nobody's going to buy it. It's common sense. So make sure that the item that you're picking hits the sweet spot. It's not too crazy popular that everybody's doing it, but it's a little bit unique, but also not too weird and too out there where, again, there's nobody searching for it. So you can simply use tools on my resources page at privatelabelershow.com, such as Google Trends or Camel. Those are free tools where you can look at trends and kind of demand of a product and also look at just general sales trends and things like that. And then if you want to kind of get further in depth, you can look at my resources page where I list, as you guys know, I'm a huge fan of Jungle Scout. You can easily check demand for a product simply within the matter of seconds by using Jungle Scout. And I've done a lot of past videos and or podcasts about Jungle Scout. I'll probably put a link or reference to that in this blog post. So if you want, if you're new to the show and you haven't listened to those yet, you know, you can take a look at those. I'll put those in the post. So make sure you check that out. But again, you want to make sure it has demand and not too little of demand. Now, number 3, so mistake number 3, and this is probably the best bit of advice I could give you going forward for selling in the future on Amazon. Now, mistake number 3 is not differentiating the product in any way, shape, or form. So you're literally just putting a basic product out there that 100 other sellers already put out there, or 50 other sellers, or 20 other sellers, like literally the same product. Maybe it's even from the same factory or supplier, same packaging, same look, same colors. That's a sure way to fail and to kind of not make any money on Amazon, at least going forward. That might have worked years ago where you could pretty much just put any damn product you wanted on Amazon. You probably did pretty well. But as things tighten up a little bit, you're going to have to think outside the box. So I encourage you to be a little different and stand out. Now, easy way to do this is simply look at the competition and look at the top competitors and evaluate their reviews and notice what the customers are saying. So if they are complaining that the items don't do a certain thing or don't address a certain thing or maybe are too brittle or certain things break on them, then you can use that data to then talk to your supplier, talk to your factory and say, hey, I really like this product, but here's how I want to change it. Here's how I want to improve it and make it better. And just see if they're willing to do that. That's what you should always be thinking. How could you make something better so that you can then, on your listing, point out why your product is better, what it does differently, how it is more beneficial than other similar type of products. So you should be able to market that effectively in your description and in your bullet points and features and benefits. So if you're not differentiating the product in any way, shape, or form, you're doomed for failure, in my opinion. It might work for a while, but long term, as the competition kind of tightens up, the people that are differentiating or improving upon products are going to go the farthest, in my opinion. Now, mistake number four. So we're moving along here quite nicely. So mistake number four is not properly using or executing on Amazon pay-per-click, or really just failing to use it at all. It really blows my mind that there are sellers out there that don't use pay-per-click and they wonder why they're not making sales or they're not, you know, converting or, you know, driving their listings and making profit. So a lot of times what people do is they'll simply get lazy and they'll just turn on an auto campaign, which I guess is better than nothing. But what I am going to advise you to do, if you want to absolutely crush your competition long term, you really need to dial into Amazon pay-per-click. Learn it, master it, study it, okay? It might take a while for you to really wrap your head around it, but it pays off in the long run. If you don't have the time and or the patience for that, pay somebody that loves doing it, okay? Outsource it. That's just, you know, a piece of advice there that I can give you. If you don't have the money to outsource it, you have no choice but to go all in on it and learn, okay? So again, you can crush your competition by simply having a more efficient or more efficient pay-per-click campaigns than some of your competitors. Now, the beauty of pay-per-click as well, as I mentioned before, you get tons of awesome data, customer search terms that you can evaluate as often as you want and start to see what people are really typing in to find your products. And then you can fine tune your listings and then your back end search terms with this new data. Okay, so you can discover all these new search terms that you never even thought of before. And also too, you can see what people really want, what they're really searching for, and then come up with new product ideas for the future from this pay-per-click data. Okay, so it's super important that you really dial in on pay-per-click and become a pro at it, okay? It might take you a few weeks or months to get really good at it, but it's going to pay off in the long run. All right, so mistake number five. Number five here, guys. Not getting an inspection. What an astronomical mistake this could be. Now, if you fail to get an inspection with a factory on a shipment over and over and over again, you know what? You might get lucky and nothing might ever happen. It might be fine. But do you want to be that person that, let's say, buys 1,000 units of a product? Maybe it's a new factory. You've never worked with them before. They seem nice. They seem on top of their game. Your gut says that they're good people, which they probably are. But what happens if you pay for those 1,000 pieces, they ship them off to Amazon, and all of a sudden, shortly thereafter, as soon as you're trying to launch or whatever, Amazon shuts your listing down. Then what do you do? What's your next step? Probably pray and go, what the heck did I do wrong here? So you don't want to be that person, all right? Simple as it is, get an inspection. Don't make the mistake of not getting an inspection on especially like a larger order where you have a lot of capital tied up in the inventory and things like that. As much as you might love your supplier, your factory kind of going into things, you know, if they don't think that you're really on top of this and like watching the quality of the work or anything like that, they might try to cut corners. Okay. Let's just be realistic. They might try, but if they know that you're getting an inspection, they're probably going to, be on top of their game a little bit. But just avoid any disaster, any potential disaster. Just pay for an inspection. Go to Alibaba.com. Look at what's out there. Do your own due diligence and just simply order an inspection. Okay? All right. So the sixth and final mistake, this is kind of a doozy. So this is what you want to avoid. You want to avoid making the mistake of getting shiny object syndrome. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, when you start selling on Amazon, you kind of enter this whole new community of ideas and people and entrepreneurs and all this and that. And you see people posting and talking about marketing. They're doing Facebook ads. They're setting up their own websites. They're talking about email marketing. They're talking about all this other stuff outside of Amazon. And I do talk a lot about that as well. But if you are not, let's say, comfortable or have experience in all these other things outside of Amazon, or you don't have the time at this point, then I'm going to strongly encourage you to be very narrow focused and have extreme tunnel vision on Amazon and Amazon only. The party is on Amazon right now. You don't have to at this time worry about external channels or all these external things out there at this particular point in time if you don't have the experience or the expertise to execute. Okay, so you may want to do Facebook ads because you hear of a friend that's doing it with some success. But again, if you don't know anything about it and you're still kind of just spinning your wheels on Amazon, don't worry about it. Keep things so simple, okay? So simple and so narrow focused. So this is the only things that you need to be worried about. Conversions and sales, so your sales page. So conversions and sales, optimizing your sales page. And then the next thing is reviews and feedback. So that's kind of the next thing there. So customer reviews, things like that, following up with all that stuff. And bottom line, the third thing really is customer service. So conversions, reviews, customer service. That's it. That's all you really want to care about or worry about once you launch your product. Just keep it to that and how you can improve your listing, how you can improve your conversions, what you can tweak, and how you can gain more reviews. How do you automate that process maybe? How do you have better customer service, a better customer experience, and just keep improving upon that stuff? That's all you need to give a damn about. Everything else doesn't matter. It literally doesn't matter, okay? Once you kind of grab hold of the reins of those items that I just mentioned there and you feel confident that you have the time and the energy to explore other opportunities outside of Amazon or whatever it may be with marketing or different things you want to do, then by all means, go nuts, okay? But just know, Amazon first. You don't have to worry about all this external traffic at this point or where else the party is. You don't have to. Again, people take their businesses outside of Amazon often, but usually because they have experience with that or they have the time or they have already set everything up on Amazon. They're very fine-tuned. They have everything automated and they're doing really well on Amazon and then they want to explore. But if, again, you're not crushing it on Amazon, you don't have to worry about anything but, okay? So everything else that you see in the Facebook groups, you hear, if you're not comfortable with it and you're not experienced with it and you don't have the expertise or the time, you technically don't have to worry about any of it. Now, years down the road, as the system changes or as Amazon changes up a little bit and where maybe you can't rely solely on Amazon, then things might change. But right now, everything is here underneath one roof. Amazon has everything set up for you to win, okay? So that's the only thing you need to worry about. So avoid getting shiny object syndrome. I know it's easier said than done, but by all means, go tunnel vision on this because you'll win. You'll absolutely win if you go tunnel vision on Amazon. All right, so those were my six mistakes and kind of breakdowns of each mistake on how you can kind of combat those. So hopefully you found some of that information useful and helpful. If you like this episode and you want more, if you want to be updated anytime I have new content being released, please make sure you go to privatelabelershow.com/SUB. So simply type that in your search or your tab or your browser, or if you're on your phone, just type that in and drop in your email address and submit it. And anytime I have new stuff to share, I'll just let you know hey, this is what's going on. I got a new, you know, podcast, a new episode, new video, whatever it may be, stuff that is relevant and hopefully beneficial for you. So make sure you do that. And then also too, if you have questions about anything that I mentioned in today's episode, anything that you're just confused about or you want me to elaborate on, make sure you ask in the Facebook Mastermind group. So you can join up if you're not a member. Simply go to privatelabelershow.com/SUB. Actually, no, not SUB. I apologize. FB. So privatelabelershow.com/FB for Facebook. So just type that in and then you can join the Facebook Mastermind group. Say hello to everybody. Drop a note in there. Enter in the community and we would be more than happy to have you. So that about does it for this episode. I hope you found some of the information, like I said, valuable, and I look forward to talking to you in the next episode. I appreciate your time. Goodbye. Hey, thanks for listening to the very end. I really appreciate it. Now, for being such a loyal listener of the show, we are offering you an exclusive discount on Jungle Scout for the Private Labeler Show community. Simply go to junglescout.com/PLS to take advantage today, or simply use the Jungle Scout link on my resources page on privatelabelershow.com. So take advantage of the savings and start finding the perfect product to sell today. Thanks.